Good morning and welcome back to a dose of Dave. Almost a little bit puffed out. I've just been doing my workout. It's only just gone 7:30. Bit of an early start today. It's a lovely sunshiny day, a little bit hazy, lots of dew on the grass, and you'll be pleased to hear lots of misdirected seagulls, all of them worm dancing. I reckon there must be 100. They're back in force. It's good to have them back in force. I guess it must be worm season again. So this is where they'll be coming to dine each day. And you might hear, you might hear a little more about them in the coming days and weeks and months. So, yes, the coolness has been switched on. God has turned the central heating down lately. It's nice, even though it's still quite early. Still managing to be out in t-shirts and shorts and not feel uncomfortably cold. But at some point, I'll have to put some trousers on. I've been wearing shorts for pretty much the entirety of the last, 5 to 6 months. But it will get too cold. I won't be wearing shorts through the winter. I'm not that guy. Or girl, sorry. You know, those people that wear shorts. And it's almost like, I don't know. Are they comfortable? I don't believe they are. I think their legs must be cold. But it's almost like they're trying to make a point, aren't they? Whatever that point is, look how tough I am. I'm still wearing shorts in the winter. Don't know what that's all about. I don't care what that's all about. I must care a bit, or I wouldn't be talking about it, would I? And keep going back to it. It's like I'm trying to think of something else to say. Maybe I've got something else to say. But I keep going back to the person in the shorts. Often postman. It seems to be a thing with postmen in the winter in the UK. I don't know if it's the same in other countries. But, postmen. But I think that's probably more of a competitive thing. I get the sense that it might be, you're not a real postman unless you wear shorts all year round. You know, in some weird way, you don't fully qualify. I'm not suggesting the post office, this is a requirement, but I just mean, within the realms of posties, that you're not really acknowledged as a proper postman unless you wear shorts in the winter. But wearing shorts in the winter is cold. And I don't know, this will be maybe my first full winter at my new slimness. I do feel the cold a bit more now. Don't feel the heat as much, I suppose, so I don't get all sweaty like I used to. But anyway, all the mushrooms are showing through. A few little mushrooms growing. Yeah, that's definitely autumn time now, isn't it? We're heading into mushroom season. Wonder if I'll find any of those special mushrooms. I hope so. That'd be fun, wouldn't it? A few special medicinal mushrooms to free our minds. But people don't want us to take them, do they? No, they are a Class A drug in the UK. So to be in possession of them will get you into trouble. The laws have changed. You used to be able to possess fresh ones, but you weren't allowed to possess ones that were prepared for consumption. But there you go. They don't want us to open our minds, the powers that be. They don't want us to find the source of wisdom. They just want us to keep drinking alcohol and dulling ourselves down. So, 47th day, I think, today of no alcohol. Feeling good. Very happy about it. No desire to go back to it, really. Weird though, I went out in the week, last Wednesday, I think, went out to watch the football with my son. We went to the pub. It's a pub we've only been to. It's probably the second time we've been there, maybe the third time we've been there. So I went up to the bar, ordered a whatever it was, soda and lime, and a lemonade and lime for my son. And he said in a big smiley, sort of jokey, "Oh, I don't trust people who don't drink." Which is kind of weird, isn't it? That's how fucked up our drinking culture is in the UK, in that you are considered an outsider if you don't drink alcohol. You almost have to justify to people that you don't. Whereas people who do, yeah, just crack on. It's acceptable by everybody. Anyway, I'll see you. I won't see you. I'll catch you. I'll speak to you tomorrow. In fact, this episode will be speaking to you tomorrow because it will be published at 4 a.m. But I'll speak into my phone tomorrow and then you can hear me the day after. Okay, have a lovely day. Catch you later. Bye. It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly doo. Well, it doesn't have to be, but if you wish to donate to the Bullshit Detective podcast, you may do so by going to www.patreon.com/bullshitdetective. The price of a coffee or a pint once a month or something else or nothing. It's fine if it's nothing. You can still continue to listen to the podcast, but please do spread the word. Tell your friends if you have any about my wonderful podcast. Or pay me some money or not. Whatever. No problem. See you soon.